Every day, veterans claim their reward in heaven. And on Monday, my friend Art Hickel found his. In 12 years of Bravo Brazos Valley, I've had the honor to feature more than 100 local veterans. But Art was the very first, in May of 1999, just the second week of the show. I got to share the fascinating story of this Marine fighter pilot who did duty in Korea, three tours of Vietnam. So certainly while Art Hickel's all-time favorite role was that of husband, father, grandfather, and great-grandfather, he spoke of almost equal pride of his service to his country. When Art finished high school at age 16, his first choice was to play baseball for $60 a month. But you see, his dad was a career Marine.
My dad talked me out of that. He said, no, you don't want to do that. And so I agreed with that and decided to go for the big bucks. So about 6 months later, when I turned 17, I enlisted in the Marine Corps and got $75 a month and room and board. So you can see I was bottom lining it even then.
28 years, Art Hickel served as a Marine, including the last four as a professor of naval science at A&M. The first 24 as a fighter pilot. His specialty was carrier landings.
Vietnam was starting to heat up. Within a year after he returned to the States, my squadron was deployed back out to Vietnam, and I spent a ground-based tour in Vietnam from 65 to 66, and then went back out in 69, right back to an air base called Chu Lai, which is south of Da Nang in the Republic of Vietnam, and flew out of there for another year.
Marine pilots doing carrier work was not very common then, still isn't. But he was an expert, and he believed he was a record holder.
My roommate and I, we think that we held the unofficial record. That is, it's not the kind of record that's kept or maintained, would never be in the Guinness Book. But at that time, between the two of us, well, we each had over 300 carrier landings. And we figured that that was more than anybody we knew of in the Marine Corps. And I think I was two ahead of him. So I always claim that as far as Marine aviators go, at the end of the Vietnam War, I had more carrier-arrested landings than any other. I should point out that it's not that unusual in the Navy, for naval aviators. In fact, there was a rear admiral named James Watkins who had over 1,000, which to me is absolutely awesome.
More than 300 carrier landings, and it's almost like he could recall each one.
Carrier aviation is a special kind of thing, and it's a special, special accomplishment. There's nothing like the rush that you get out of getting your airplane back on deck at night when the sea is high and bouncing the boat around and you safely recover. The goal of every aviator is to have his landings match his number of takeoffs.
It was a dangerous job for sure, but Art Hickel was certain to say it was not the most dangerous.
Most of my combat experience was from the cockpit. I couldn't begin to imagine what it's like for the guys on the ground with a rifle in their hand and somebody a city block away shooting at them. I don't have that experience.
Art Hickel was a decorated veteran. But you see, his wife, Judy, his children, Scott, Kathy, Amy, Jennifer, and Sarah, and all his family were his medals of honor. Today, that family and hundreds of friends, including lots of golfing buddies, are given a final salute to the Colonel. Rest, friend, and semper fi. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.